Three people have been killed and three others injured in what police believe were linked attacks across the city of Nottingham in the east of England this morning. A 31-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murder. Police say two people were found dead on a street at around 4 o'clock this morning. Another victim was discovered on a nearby street in the city. Three others are being treated in hospital after a van attempted to run over people. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has described the attacks as shocking. This eyewitness described what she saw.
He looked in his mirror, saw a police car behind him. He then quickened up. There was two people turning the corner. He went straight in to these two people. The woman went on the curb. The man went up in the air. It was such a bang. I wish I never saw it. It's really shaken me up.
Well, on the line now from Nottingham is ITV News reporter Mark Kalish Levine. Mark, thank you for taking our call this morning. Now, I think you were on the scene fairly early as this was all unfolding. What was the situation that you came across at that stage?
Yes, so good afternoon. It's important to note, obviously, that there appears to be multiple locations where these incidents have happened. Where I am right now is in the city centre, just outside the Theatre Royal. It's a reasonably busy part of Nottingham during the day and in the evening. It's where bars and restaurants are. And near to where I'm standing is Milton Street, and it's believed that that's where the van had attempted to run over three people. They're currently being treated in hospital, and at the moment we haven't received an update about their condition. But police were originally called to Wilkeston Road, which is outside of the city centre, at about 4 a.m. this morning, where two people were found dead in the street, as you say, and then a further man was found dead in Magdala Road, again outside of the city centre. So where I am at the moment, there is still police cordon, there's a heavy police presence, there's still armed police in and around the city centre. Other than that, in the big cordoned area where I am at the moment, life is pretty much going on as normal, apart from trams being suspended. There is no tram service here in Nottingham today. And indeed, the Nottingham Tennis Open, which is running where Andy Murray is playing today, is still going ahead. There was perhaps some speculation that that might be postponed today, but that is still on. So that's currently the situation. And as you said, police have arrested a 31-year-old man on suspicion of murder. He remains in police custody. Again, we haven't received much of an update beyond that from the police, but perhaps we are expecting something later this afternoon.
And Mark, is anything known of the three people who were killed?
Again, we don't know. We haven't received an update from the police regarding that. Early reports say that two of them were a man and a woman. We don't know their ages at the moment. There has been a bit of a lack of a police update on certain details, specifically about the victims and exactly what happened, exactly how they were killed. The best detail that we do have is that three people were almost run over, and they are currently in hospital being treated, as I said before.
So presumably then, any information as to the motive for this will have to await some time yet.
Yes, it's too early to say on that. And indeed, when I was here very early this morning getting shots of the scene for ITV News, a lot of people coming up to me, a lot of people were coming up to the police and asking questions about what had happened. There was lots of speculation on social media about who had been killed and how many had been killed and what kind of incident was unfolding. But again, nothing concrete from the police about the motive and what has happened, apart from this very early police statement that we've got regarding a man being arrested on suspicion of murder and indeed the victims.
Very good. Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you for talking to us. That's Mark Kalish Levine speaking to us from Nottingham.